Small business owners who've been unfairly targeted by the Australian Taxation Office have welcomed changes that the federal government says will make it easier for them to get compensation for their mistreatment. The government says it will implement all the recommendations of the review into the mistakes made by the tax office. Many affected business owners are pleased that reviews of their compensation cases can now be made by an independent umpire. But some owners are still sceptical about just how much difference it'll make and whether they'll ever recover what they lost. Georgia Hitch has more.
When Robin, who didn't want to be identified, and her husband's construction business was hit with a $30,000 tax debt, they were told they needed to pay the whole amount or face liquidation. Despite being in the middle of a lucrative construction contract, the tax office refused their pleas to pay in instalments and wound them up.
It just almost killed us health-wise with what's happened to us. So if there was going to be any chance of any of this happening, I'd be supporting it 100%.
For people like Robin, compensation for decisions made by the ATO which have had a detrimental effect is hopefully about to get a whole lot easier. The federal government's announced it's supporting all 12 recommendations from the review into the tax office's compensation system. That includes increasing awareness of the scheme and making it easier to understand and apply for. It's also going to make it mandatory for ATO staff to think about a business's financial but also personal ability to respond to a review or audit before it takes action. For Robin, that could have made a world of difference.
You know, there was no compassion or sympathy or any leniency whatsoever. And, I mean, you know, most of us, we're all honest people. I think there should be a law. People who are playing with other people's lives and money, they should be trained in what it's like to run a business. They've got no idea how a business runs. So how can they actually judge you if you're struggling to pay a tax bill?
Ken Phillips runs the not-for-profit group Self-Employed Australia and has helped a number of contractors who've suffered because of ATO mistakes.
This is the first indication from the government of the proper step in the right direction. This is huge. The current system is so complicated and so convoluted and so impossible to understand that no one can seek compensation. The current system is a joke, a laughable joke.
As well as making the scheme easier to apply for, he thinks one of the most notable changes is that the most sensitive and complex cases will be handled by an independent reviewer outside of the tax office.
At the moment, the system is the equivalent. If a robber has come into your house, the robber decides how much compensation they're going to pay. Now, these are not cases which are in dispute. These are cases where the ATO has clearly done the wrong thing and have admitted it on most occasions. Yet they're the ones that are, at the moment, decide if they're going to pay you compensation. And we've seen plenty of cases where people are screwed over again and re-victimised by the ATO.
But not everyone is so positive about today's announcement. Mark Freeman was hit with a $250,000 tax bill by the ATO in 2013 after it decided his company wasn't eligible for a number of government grants it had already received. He thinks all compensation reviews, not just the most sensitive, should be handled outside the tax office.
I mean, you know, like I've dealt with three levels of their legal councils that apparently had nothing to do with the decision-making process, and each person has supported an incorrect decision-making process. So, as I say, my own personal experience is that no, that it cannot be reviewed by anybody with inside the ATO.
While Mark Freeman hopes the government-backed changes make a difference, he says he'll believe it when he sees it.
Georgia Hitch reporting.